that view from your window be a little bit brighter? Could that load you've been carrying feel a little bit lighter? Well, hold on, just hold on,
just hold on.
That crayon sun's got a smile on his face. Those clouds hanging round, oh, there ain't gonna stay. Keep your arms wide open, cause it's heading your way. Look up yonder, there's a better day, better day. Much longer.
Well, hold on,
just hold on,
just hold on,
hold on.
That crayon sun's got a smile on his face. Those clouds hanging round, oh, they ain't gonna stay. Keep your arms wide open, cause it's heading your way. Look up yonder, there's a better day, better day. Is heading your way.
Look
up yonder, there's a better day, better day,
better day,
better day,
better day,
better day,
better day.
Get those dreams you've been dreaming, find a few more believers. That song you've been singing be a little bit sweeter.
Oh, that crayon sun's got a smile on his face. Those clouds hanging round, no, they ain't gonna stay.
Keep your arms wide open, cause it's heading your way.
Look up,
look up, there's a better day.
There's gonna be a better day. There's gonna be
a better day.
A better day.
There's gonna be a better day.
A better day.
There's gonna be a better day.
Keep your arms wide open.
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 The Gaither Vocal Band. That's right, a better day from the Gaither Vocal Band. Our first song today here on the Gospel Time program. I'm your host, Dave Rigg, and during this half hour, it's going to be my privilege to bring to you the gospel of Jesus Christ in song. Our next one is from Susan Wisnant. This is called Church Across the Street. You're listening to Gospel Time.
She put the phone back in its cradle and leaned against the wall. Devastating silence from the long-awaited call. Congratulations had confirmed her deepest fear as she gave herself the label unwed mother 18 years. And at the church across the street, the band played on. The choir sang another verse of another loveless song. But her words in apartment 33, and she wondered if she would ever meet someone from the church across the street. She left her apartment at a quarter after eight, drove a mile to the clinic, walked inside the iron gate. She was greeted warmly with reassurance in his voice, a simple, safe procedure. Had she made the proper choice? And at the church across the street, the band played "Oh," the choir sang another verse of another loveless song, but her world was crashing as she paid the doctor's fee, and she wondered if she would ever meet someone from the church across the street. Making recollections, she tries to forget, but the room where she had lived alone, she shares with her regret. She sits by the window and longs for something more as she listens to the baby cry in apartment 34. And at the church across the street, the band played "Oh," the choir sang just another verse of another loveless song, but her world was crashing in apartment 33, and she wondered if she would ever meet someone from the church across the street. And she wonders if she will ever with her need. Maybe someone from the church across the street.
In the book of Proverbs, chapter 3, verses 5 and 6, God's word says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not unto your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your paths." Would you pause just a moment with me for a word of prayer? O gracious Lord, we know, we have to admit it, sometimes we act like a little three-year-old child, stomping our feet and saying, "I want to do it myself." But Lord, we want to pause just a moment today to thank you for being patient with us as we mature in the faith. In Jesus' name we pray, and amen.
how one can start again, how hardened hearts could soften like a child. Don't ask me how to reason out all the mysteries of life, or how to face all of its problems with a smile. Go ask the man who's found the way through tangled roads back home to stay, when all communications were destroyed. Go ask the child who's walking now, who once was crippled, then somehow her useless legs were made to jump for joy. Burned out mind has been restored. I think you'll find the questions not important as before. Don't ask me if he's good or bad. I only know the guilt I had is gone, and I can't tell you. Don't ask me to explain for you why I know God is there, and I absolutely know that He will care for you. Don't ask me why someone so great would choose to walk with me and trade my broken life for one that's new. Go ask the child who's got a dad to love away the hurt he had before. This man called Jesus touched their lives. Go ask the one whose fears have fled, whose churning heart was quieted when someone whispered peace to all her strife. Go ask the man to tell you more, whose life was just a raging war inside himself, until the Savior came. I don't pretend to be so wise. I only know He touched my eyes, and nothing else will ever be the same. I don't pretend to be so wise. I only know He touched my eyes, and nothing else will ever be the same. No, nothing else will ever be the
Back to Genesis with Dr. John Morris. Research. Dr. Morris, are dinosaur fossils ever discovered completely whole and put together?
Chris, this is a rare circumstance when a complete dinosaur skeleton is found, but recently one was found in South Dakota. It was an Edmontosaurus, remarkable in several ways. Not only was all the skeleton there intact, but much of the skin was preserved, showing the scales on the dinosaur skin. It was also obvious that the dinosaur died quickly because it had leafy residue in its mouth. It wasn't scavenged after it died, and it was buried quickly away from scavengers and now preserved. Chris, the fossils give evidence of rapid burial and rapid preservation. This wouldn't happen under normal circumstances, but it would happen during the great flood of Noah's day, and that's how I think it did happen. Back in Genesis.
Thanks, Dr. John. For more information, call 1-800-7-GENESIS. I'm Chris O'Brien. Thanks for tuning in.
Here's a song now from the Bowling family. It's called Pray Anyway.
You've been hurt enough. You don't know who to trust. And you've learned to hide the truth behind your smile. You may have lost your faith somewhere along the way. Try so hard but wonder if it's all worthwhile. But God hears you even when you don't know what to say. Pray anyway. Pray anyway. 'Cause He sees all your scars and He loves you as you are. You gotta just pray. Could God forgive the things that you have done? But He says, come to me, I'll give you joy and peace. And I know you feel like you're not good enough. You feel unlovable, unworthy, and afraid.
Since God chose you to be the holy people whom He loves, you must clothe yourselves with tender-hearted mercy, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. You must make allowance for each other's faults and forgive the person who offends you. Remember, the Lord forgave you, so you must forgive others. And the most important piece of clothing you must wear is love. Love is what binds us all together in perfect harmony. And let the peace that comes from Christ rule in your hearts. For as members of one body, you are all called to live in peace and always be thankful. Let the words of Christ, in all their richness, live in your hearts and make you wise. Use His words to teach and counsel each other. Sing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs to God with thankful hearts. Colossians chapter 3, verses 12 through 16, from the Holy Bible, New Living Translation. Live it now.
This is Gospel Time, a radio ministry. We depend upon your prayers and financial support to keep us on the air in your area and on your favorite radio station. If you'd like to help us, write to us at Gospel Time, Box 68, Bone Gap, Illinois, 62815. Write us today.
Now on Gospel Time, it's Hymn Time.
Softly and tenderly, Jesus is calling, calling for you and for me. See on the portals, he's waiting and watching, watching for you and for me. Come home, come home, ye who are weary, come home. Earnestly, tenderly, Jesus is calling, calling, O sinner, come home.
Save your, save your, save your, hear my humble cry. How good is your hearing?
What?
Need your ears checked?
Huh?
Are you hard of hearing?
Are you talking to me?
Maybe the problem is selective hearing.
Yeah, you know, hearing what you want to hear.
But selective hearing gets you in trouble.
Especially with God.
He says, listen and listen good.
Over and over. Luke chapter 8 says,
if you have ears,
and this means you,
listen up.
Because what God has to say, well, it's very important.
It's the real life's little instruction book.
So it's imperative to listen to everything that God says.
And you know, not just what you want to hear either.
It's for your own good.
Mm-hmm.
Do you need a spiritual hearing aid?
No, I can hear just fine.
Yeah, sure. Hear God loud and clear in the Bible in Luke chapter 8.
A thought worth listening to from the pages of Our Daily Bread.
All right, here's one now from Ryan Free and Assurance. It's called Never Walk Alone.
Stretched out wide, barely hanging on to life, left to suffer on your own. You came for all mankind to bridge the great divide, and somehow ended up alone. Because of all the blood and tears you shed, I will never know that kind of loneliness. Your spirit never leaves me, even when I'm hurting. I don't have to bear that burden. Rugged tree, your righteous throne. Because of you, I'll never walk alone. You came here as a man. I know you understand what it's like to walk these roads. Though my problems don't compare to that crown you had to wear.
Well, we've run out of time. Before we do go, let me give you the mailing address. It's Gospel Time, Post Office Box 68, Bone Gap, Illinois, 62815. Write to us today. Thanks for listening to the program. Till our next radio broadcast, if the Lord's willing, this is Dave Rigg asking the Lord to richly bless you.